Wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses, they install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Blake Perkins leads off the top of the second inning. It's 1-0 Pirates. Falter working out of the windup, and the first pitch to Perkins is a breaking ball in there for strike one. That was a curveball that time from Bailey Falter. It'll be Perkins, Ortiz, and Sanchez for the Brewers here in the top of the second. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at the fastball down and in. And it's 0-2 on Blake. Brewers dropping game one last night, trying to get it evened up here tonight. It'll take a little mini comeback. They're down 1-0 in the second inning. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91 on the inner half. And that is the third strikeout recorded by Falter of the night. And there's one away for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz 1-for-4 in last night's game. In the midst of an 11-game on-base streak, he had the first hit of the game for the crew against right-hander Jared Jones last night. First pitch to him from Falter is a strike at the knees with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Falter working out of the windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Chopper to third, charging it is Hayes, backhands it, throws to first in time, and there's two away. Off the bat, you thought maybe that could be a tough play, but Hayes is such a good third baseman, and he got a really convenient hop as well.
Catcher, number 99.
And made that play rather routine-like, and there's two down for Gary Sanchez. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like today like a Usinger brought hot off the grill. Get it off the grill. Hopefully it's sizzling a little bit for you. First pitch to Sanchez is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. And then somehow you got to incorporate in the Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread. Maybe on the side with a cracker. Or you could probably spread it right on that Usinger brat. 0-1. Sanchez takes down in the dirt. 1-1. And, of course, you know you have to go with Cedar Crest for your dessert. That is a given. So many different great flavors from Cedar Crest. How about the Pirate's Bounty? That's a good one. 1-1. Fly ball out to center. Michael A. Taylor retreating into his left underneath of it makes the catch, and the Brewers go down in order in the top of the second. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
We go to the bottom of the second inning with the Pirates leading 1-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
1-0 Pirates. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tobias Myers, first pitch to Suwinski's in there for a strike. Comes back with a curveball down in the dirt, and Suwinski swings over the top of it. And Myers quickly ahead. No balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting left fielder for the Bucks. Swung on and fouled back into the net. That was another curveball from Myers. And it stays at 0-2. Suwinski hitting just 183 on the year with two home runs and seven driven in. Myers needed just 11 pitches to get himself through the first inning. 0-2, this is hit down the left field line and twisting out of play, foul. And it stays at 0-2. Suwinski, then Jared Triolo, who did not play last night, and then O'Neill Cruz, who had a big night last night for the Pirates. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Gobbled up by Terang in the outfield grass from right. He throws him out as Hoskins there to collect the throw. Boy, the range of Terang should not be taken for granted. He had to cover a lot of ground to get to that, and he made it look routine-like. 4-3 in your scorebook, one away for Triolo. Triolo hitting 227 on the air with a home run and eight driven in. First pitch to him. Swung on and fouled at the plate. And it's 0-1. If the Brewers have an opportunity at a save at the end of this game, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Triolo takes a slider for a strike. And it's 0-2. A lot of talk about Myers' fastball coming into tonight, but he's mixed his off-speed in there nicely so far. 0-2, ground ball back up the middle, behind the bag at second, played by Terang. Throws to first, and Triolo is out number two, and that will bring O'Neill Cruz to the plate. Now, I've got a flash sale going on today and tomorrow. It is a $5 flash sale presented by Festival Foods. This is the best deal of the year if you're looking for Brewers tickets. You can select seats to any game during the series against the Rays as Cruz takes a strike. It's 0-1. That series April 29th through May 1st for just $5, including Loge Outfield, Loge Bleachers, and Terrace Level sections. Here's the 0-1. Down and in. With a curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. That sale started this morning at 10 a.m. Central. It ends tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. You can go to brewers.com/flash sale. Cruz takes up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Best deal of the year. That caught my attention. If you're looking for Brewers tickets this year, take advantage of that. Here's a liner into left center field for a base hit for O'Neill Cruz. Change up, left up just a little bit. And Cruz with four hits in the series now. And he's aboard with two outs for Joey Bart. Joey Bart at one point was the heir apparent to Buster Posey in San Francisco. Big-time prospect, one of the top prospects in baseball when he was coming up in the Giants organization. Never really panned out. And now he's found a home in Pittsburgh for the time being. And he's off to a good start in Pittsburgh. He lines this one into right field for a base hit. Cruz will stop at second. And back-to-back two-out singles for Pittsburgh, and the number nine hitter, Michael A. Taylor, strolling to the plate. Taylor hitting 281, no home runs, and six driven in. These Pirates have been up there pretty aggressive, swinging very early against Myers his first time through the order. He's just surrendered the one run so far. That was on the first pitch of the game for him to Andrew McCutchen on a solo home run. Myers set and brings home the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. There has been a lot of first pitch swinging for Pittsburgh against the 25-year-old right-hander. A look back at second. And the 0-1. That skipped in the dirt. Gets away from Sanchez. And he'll eat the baseball. Cruz moves up 90 feet to third. Staying put at first is Bart. Now the Pirates have him on the corners with two out. That was a curveball down in the dirt. It's a wild pitch. And a one ball, one strike count here on Michael A. Taylor. Had 8,400 and change last night here at PNC Park. Probably around the same numbers again tonight. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated at 94. And Michael A. Taylor swung through it for strike two. Myers looks in. Trying to get out of this inning. 1-2 pitch. Missed high. Two balls and two strikes. Battling against the number nine hitter with McCutchen looming in the on-deck circle. Myers from the stretch, the 2-2. And he missed down and away with a curveball. And now the count is full at 3-2. This is a Pirates offense that had been struggling mightily coming into this series. They're able to push four runs across last night, but really only one earned run. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Popped him up. This one on the right side of the infield. Now drifting into foul territory is Hoskins. And he makes the catch in foul territory for the final out. So Myers gives up a couple of two-out singles, but he gets out of it. And he puts up a zero here in the bottom of the second. We head to the third. 1-0 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, this is Mark Chelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We would like to let people know we offer Return Assurance Traveler's Insurance. For a one-time fee of a few hundred dollars, if death occurs more than 100 miles away from home, the expense of bringing your loved one home is taken care of. This is a great benefit to those who are frequent travelers or snowbirds. If you have any questions about this option, please call any of the friendly staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Only at Z-Bart.
We go to the third inning. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh.
Lane, thank you. Joey Weimer greets the left-hander Bailey Falter. Number 8 on the lineup card is Joey, and he takes a little bit high, ball one. Since coming up from the minor leagues about a week and a half ago, only the second time Joey's gotten a start. He's 1-for-8 with the Brewers. Big, powerful right-handed batter. The 1-0 pitch. Chopped right off of his lower body in the box. Foul ball, 1-1. Time now for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Jeffrey Wright from Cascade. He's hoping for a triple because he would win a Pottawatomie prize package if anybody hits one this inning. WTMJ.com's got the details. Falter wind up the 1-1. Hit in the line in the left center field for a base hit. Over to get it is Sawinski off a couple of bounces, and Joey Weimer stops at first. First hit of the night for the crew. And it's Weimer getting the leadoff single here in the third. Next three due up, number 9 batter Bryce Terang, and then back to the top of the lineup card with Churio and Contreras. Bryce Terang is batting 314. Couple of homers, 9 driven in. He might be bunting here, the pitch. He was not squaring it. It came inside near his legs. He hops back out of the way of ball one. Why would I say he might be bunting? He bunts a lot. And in a lefty-lefty matchup, you think it'd be even a higher percent chance. Third baseman Hayes is in on the grass. 1-0 pitch, no bunt, and it's inside from Falter again on a fastball, 2-0. Game 2 of 4 here at PNC Park. NL Central rivals, the Brewers and the Pirates. 1-0 on a McCutchen home run. Here it comes, 2-0. Taking all the way, there's a strike. Bailey Falter's fastball, that makes it 2-1 on Terang. Hitless last night after a great weekend in St. Louis. Bryce Terang, left-handed hitter. Left-handed hurler Bailey Falter sets outside the chest. The 2-1 pitch. Line drive pulled into right field for a base hit. Over to get it in front of the warning track is Brian Reynolds, but Weimer's going to easily make it all the way to third base. Throw comes into second, and that holds Terang with a single. Boy, he smoked that pitch, and the Brewers have runners on the corners with nobody out. That was a slider right over the heart of the plate. And Bryce Terang continues to swing it well. So the Brewers have the tying run at third, the potential go-ahead run at first. Here comes Jackson Churio. Bailey Falter struck him out to begin the ballgame. Infield is back. Falter from his stretch throws, and he misses high and away with a heater. Falter was very impressive through the first two innings. The only man who reached was William Contreras when he walked. Different story thus far in the third. Now the 1-0 in their first strike right down the middle. Knee high, 1-1 on Churio. We have had cloud cover overhead for the last few hours here in Pittsburgh. A little bit of rain in the area. We're hoping that that stays away. First and third, nobody out. And the pitch, line drive, foul, wide of first. Hard hit. In fact, Quentin Berry, who coaches first for the Brewers, had to do the limbo to get out of the way.
Some athleticism from Q. He's not that far away from his playing days.
Yeah, he can flash athleticism with the best of the Brewers coaches.
Absolutely he can.
So Churio behind 1-2. Falter would love the punch out. Here comes the pitch. He'll get the punch out. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. So Jackson has fanned twice. There's a big first out in the inning for Bailey Falter's fourth K. They're on the corner still for William Contreras. Brewers have only had back-to-back losses one time over the first 21 games of the season. They had that 3-game skid last week. So more often than not, after a loss like they had yesterday, they bounce back. William up there. The only thing he doesn't want to do is hit a ground ball at one of the middle infielders. There goes the runner for second. Contreras takes it high. Throw to second base. He is not in time. Throw back to third and behind Weimer. And he wasn't too far off the bag, so he is safe. That's a steal for Bryce Terang. Joey Bart decided to throw through. That's dangerous. Didn't cost him anything extra. And so Bryce Terang is now 11 for 11. Stealing bases. That'll tie him for the most in the National League. And now that ground ball double play possibility I was alluding to, that's off the table for Falter. Infield stays back, though. It's 1-0 on Contreras. The pitch taken down the middle for a strike. Every stolen base means that Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. RBI opportunity from one of the Major League's RBI leaders. 1-0 Pirates. Falter with a 1-1. Chopped right back to the mound. Breaking for the plate is Weimer. Fielded by Falter. And he'll get Weimer in a rundown as he flips to the catcher, Bart. Running back to third is Joey. Keeper Ian Hayes now throws it back to the pitcher, Falter. And Falter tags out Weimer for the second out of the inning. He stayed in the rundown long enough that Terang got to third. And the batter, Contreras, does make it to second. But that was a great result if you're a Pirate. You get William Contreras to hit a very soft ground ball to the pitcher, and you get, I would imagine, what the Brewers would tell you, a bit of a base running mistake there by Weimer breaking for the plate. Really had no chance to score on that ball, but once he was coming home, the best he could do was get into a rundown. So frustrating there, but still an RBI opportunity with two out for Willie Adames. Runners on second and third. Falter from the stretch throws, and it's hit on the ground to short. Played with a backhand by O'Neill Cruz. He'll throw it over to first, a little wide, but Telez catches holding the bag, and the Brewers waste a runners on first and third and no out opportunity. Willie hit that hard, but O'Neill Cruz vacuumed it up with his backhand. Tough inning. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Town Bank.
So Tobias Myers back to work for the second time. He'll face Andrew McCutchen leading off an inning. It remains 1-0 Pittsburgh in the bottom of the third. McCutchen, the 37-year-old veteran, gave Tobias, the rookie, a rude greeting. Pitches outside and taken for ball one. A rude greeting. Yeah, he homered on the very first pitch. Tobias threw as a big leaguer. 1-0. That's low on a cut fastball, 2-0. Hit it inside the pole and left for his second leadoff home run in as many nights. And the 2-0 is way outside. It's 3-0 as Myers might have been a little spooked by what he saw from Mr. McCutchen the first time around. What a start to the series for the veteran. 3-0 pitch. Taken in for a strike at the knees. Andrew is 4-for-5 in the series. Myers has settled in since. 3-1, line drive, left center field, base hit again. Over to get it in the gap is Perkins. That'll hold McCutchen at first. He's 5-for-6 in the series. He's finding the fountain of youth. Hit number 4 for Pittsburgh, and that brings up Brian Reynolds. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Citgo proudly sponsors the third inning of all Brewers broadcasts. Here's Reynolds, left-handed hitter, and he takes outside ball 1. Let's go back to the top of the inning. Brewers ended up with runners on second and third with one out when Contreras hit the comebacker to Bailey Falter, and Joey Weimer got in a rundown between third base and home plate, eventually tagged out. 1-0 pitch. Good curveball bends in for a strike. I said at the time maybe Joey should have stayed at third. You made a good point to me, Lane, though, that I think is worth pointing out. It might not have been up to Joey. There may have been a contact play on any ground ball he was supposed to run home.
Well, the infield was back, and so that makes you think that potentially that was the case.
1-1, Reynolds fouls back off the third base side and into the seats.
Certainly hard to know for sure, but I think that's a possibility you have to consider with that. And any contact that wasn't the contact it was probably gets him home, but a little swinging bunt in front of home plate was going to be a problem.
And Joey does run well. Nobody out. The 1-2. Reynolds hits it in the air in the left center field, slicing towards the left fielder Weimer, but Perkins going a long way to his right from center. He took charge and he caught it. It was right in the gap. Reynolds flies out, though, for a second time, and McCutchen remains at first. One gone for Key Brian Hayes. Blake Perkins, he's a take charge type of center fielder.
Yes, some pretty good range out there right now in terms of covering real estate with Weimer in left. We saw what he could do in center last year.
First pitch to Hayes, misses for ball 1.
And Perkins in center. And Churio is getting more and more comfortable, it feels like, with each passing day defensively out there in right.
No question about it. Key Brian struck out his first time. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a cutter up and away, 1-1. That was the first big league strikeout for the 25-year-old out of the state of Florida, Tobias Myers. 1-0 Pirates in the third. The 1-1 coming. Hit in the air and to right. This will be a play for the aforementioned Churio. Takes a few steps back and settles in front of the warning track to make the catch. Back to first again goes McCutchen. 2 outs. A couple of fly balls. And that'll bring up Rowdy Tellez. The journey of Tobias Myers has been everything but conventional to get to this point. In 8 years of pro baseball, he's been with 6 different organizations. Pitch coming to Rowdy. Strike with a curveball on the outside corner, 0-1. He was drafted originally by the Orioles out of high school, was Tobias. He's been traded 3 times in the minor leagues. He's been waived. And the Brewers got him as a minor league free agent. 0-1 to Rowdy. Lifted foul left field side and drifting well out of play. It's 0-2. How about this? 2 years ago, he made 22 AAA starts and was 1-15. 0-2 to Rowdy. Fly ball foul again on the left side, and we'll do it again at 0-2. That was a year that Tobias was admittedly just searching for answers, and he bounced between 3 different organizations within that one season in 2022. 1-15 record. Then the Brewers signed him, and they've really helped resurrect his career. 0-2 fouled off. Got a piece of the catcher, Gary Sanchez, on the way back, and it remains two strikes on Tellez. To go from where he was 2 years ago to where he is currently, that is a great feat of personal fortitude and the ability to overcome and improve. Feel good for him. Myers 0-2 again. Tellez swings and misses over top a curveball. He struck him out. Tobias' second big league K comes from Rowdy Tellez. Ortho ASAP, start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. He's pitching a good one in his debut. 1-0 Pittsburgh into the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Rhys Hoskins here in the top of the fourth inning. He'll take in the dirt with a curveball. 1-0 Pirates. Then Bailey Falter back to work for the Buccos. Hoskins, Perkins, and Ortiz tonight. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Due up. Rhys popped out to first, back in the first. 1-0. Inside and low, it's 2-0. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, Liss is more. 2-0 pitch. Grounded, fouled by Rhys. Wide of third, took a big swing. 2-1, though, the count. Brewers had him on first and third with nobody out last inning. They didn't end up getting the tying run home, though. See if they can rally again in the fourth. 2-1 to Hoskins, down and in, ball three, a slider missed. Three and one, a hitter's count. Bailey Falter has his sign, and now the windup. 3-1 coming. Inside, ball four, he walked him. A leadoff base runner for the second consecutive inning. It's Rhys Hoskins aboard. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Blake Perkins up there. He'll try to move the runner along. Struck out back in the second. Blake batting right-handed tonight. And the pitch. Ground ball to third should be two. It's right at key. Brian Hayes on a hard hop. He fields, throws to second one. And Triola relays to first, and Perkins is doubled off by a couple of steps. Around the horn they turn it. As tailor-made gets. So two out, nobody on for Joey Ortiz. Been a frustrating series offensively thus far. There's still a lot of baseball to be played here. Five more innings to go in this one, and two more games on Wednesday and Thursday between the Brewers and Pirates. Brewers have only two runs. Ortiz swings and fouls it back. Reese Hoskins hit the solo home run last night and then drove in a run with a ground out later. Thus far, the Pirates' pitching has kind of been the story.
Haven't had a shortage of base runners, though. They had a lot of opportunities late in last night's game. Had the bases loaded a couple of times.
Ortiz takes a fastball for a strike. He's behind 0-2.
But only came away with one run in those two separate situations. And they had the prime scoring opportunity in the third here tonight.
Now it's bases loaded, or bases empty, two out. And Ortiz lifts one into shallow right. So this will be a play for Brian Reynolds. He saunters in and gets there easily to reach up and make the catch. That'll end the inning. A walk, but then nothing further, including a double play. Bailey Falter shutting out the Brewers through four. More Tobias Myers when we come back. 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of hand-cooked tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway hand-cooked tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jack Sawinski leads off the bottom of the fourth. Tobias Myers throws and misses outside with a curveball. 1-0 Pittsburgh. It's a game thus far that's starting to remind you a lot of last night. Sawinski grounded out his first time. He takes inside 2-0. Last night, it was 1-0 Pirates through four innings after Andrew McCutchen's first inning leadoff homer. 2-0 pitch, chopped foul back to the first base on deck circle, 2-1. It's the exact same thing tonight thus far. McCutchen led off the first with a homer, and that's the only run. Myers winds, 2-1 pitch, chopped slowly off his foot. That's why it was slow. Rolled all the way out to first base, but it hit him right on the instep. And Sawinski will take a little walk outside the batter's box. 2-2.
You like the additions to the Clemente Bridge and all the bridges here. They've got the little lights now.
2-2 pitch. Hit in the air, shallow in the left. Long run over towards the line for Joey Weimer. That ball drifting and getting out of play into the seats. Wow, how about that? You've got red and white and a little bit of blue.
Yeah. And they'll change it differently. You know, they'll change the light combo at different points over the course of the night. I noticed that last night. I don't think that was that way before.
The bridges that take you to downtown over the Allegheny River here, just past PNC Park. 2-2. Broken bat and a ground ball hit softly to the second baseman, Terang. He charges in to field it and throws out Jack Sawinski by a few steps. Good pitch by Myers with a fastball. This is a 95-mile-an-hour pitch, and he got in the kitchen of Jack Sawinski. So one out for Jared Triolo. This is one of the best views that you can have in baseball when you're sitting in this broadcast booth. high atop PNC and looking out over the river and the skyline. Jared Triolo takes strike one with a slider.
This one, San Francisco's pretty great. Dodger Stadium's pretty great.
Triolo took one in the dirt. Curveball bounced in, 1-1.
Talking about views beyond center field. I mean, those are three that really stand out.
The sun is setting, so we're at the twilight portion of the evening, which makes the lights on the bridge start to stand out. Foul ball hit up into the second level of the first base side. 1-2 on Jared Triolo. Time for a safe driving tip. Schneider's, they're professional truck drivers, remind you to stay focused, follow traffic laws, and be a defensive driver. 1-2. Poked foul again into the seats first base side, and we'll do it again. Thank you to Schneider's. Always good tips for you. It's an overcast night, but very pleasant. 1-2. Outside, a slider missed. Good take by Jared Triolo, 2-2. One out, bottom four, and a 1-0 Pittsburgh lead. Temperature is still in the low to mid-60s. Myers 2-2 pitch. Hit foul again up into that second level on the first base side. Triolo spoiling some good pitches. I've still got short sleeves on, and I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten warmer since we got to the ballpark earlier today.
There is no breeze. 2-2 pitch. Fouled again on that same side. Second level over behind first base. Another one coming to Jared Triolo. This will be the eighth pitch. Myers has his sign. 2-2 again. Swing and a foul grounded wide of third this time. He'll see a ninth. It is pretty amazing how the setting changes when the sun goes down. And it's almost like you got an entirely different vantage. 2-2. Fouled off the end of the bat. Slider that Triolo spoils. He'll see a 10th pitch.
I think at the conclusion of this at-bat, might see that first mound visit from Gary Sanchez to come out and chat with Myers. Let him catch his breath before Cruz steps into the box.
Yeah, it's a great idea. One out, 2-2 again, off the plate away, a fastball. He hit 95 on the radar gun. But it's outside. The 11th pitch from Myers to Triolo. Here it is. Fly ball hit to right, but foul. It's slicing into the seats again. How about number 12? That'll be the next pitch in this at-bat. Bases empty, one out. Triolo, a second-year big leaguer. Myers throws, and he misses high. He walked him through a changeup. First walk in his major league career issued by Tobias Myers, and Triolo earned that one. Then here goes Gary Sanchez indeed out to talk with Tobias after the 12-pitch battle didn't end the way that he wanted to. One on, one out, 1-0 Pittsburgh, and the very dangerous O'Neill Cruz coming up. Trip to the mound, all of them brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening coming up just over a week, a new era of sports betting. Tuesday night here in Pittsburgh, and it's 1-0 Pirates. They won the opener of the series 4-2 yesterday, snapping a six-game losing streak for the Buccos in the process. Brewers had started the road trip with a sweep that they got in St. Louis. Here comes O'Neill Cruz. He singled his first time. The pitch hit in the air into right center field, but a long run over for Chorio. He's going to dive and make the catch. What a play, Jackson, and back to first goes Jared Triolo. Blake Perkins was not in the vicinity, and so Chorio made it almost all the way to straightaway center field to get that diving backhanded grab.
Catcher Joey Bart.
That's one of the best plays we've seen from Jackson in his the very short major league career. Perkins just kind of peeled off and went behind young Jackson. So two out. Here's Joey Bart. And the catcher swings and fouls it into the seats over the first base dugout.
Yeah, they had him played the other way in the outfield, and that's why Perkins was really shaded over to left center, and Jackson was in right center. And it must have been that Jackson was very demonstrative in calling for that ball right away, because Blake peeled off and gave that ball to Jackson, who came up with a great catch.
Throw to first, and Triolo dives in safely. Bart singled his first time, so two out. It's a rare time here this week that O'Neill Cruz has been retired. 0-1 on Bart, the pitch. Down low on a cutter, blocked by Sanchez, 1-1. Join the Brewers for a battle against Aaron Judge and the Yankees this weekend. Can't wait for it. Saturday night, first 30,000 ticketed fans, they get the City Connect tumbler, courtesy of Quick Trip. Another throw to first, and safe again is Triolo, so no disengagements remaining for Myers during this at-bat by Joey Bart. Count is 1-1. Hope to see you at the ballpark this weekend, Friday through Sunday against the Yankees. Pitch goes around and swings half-heartedly through a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Might have been a strike anyway, but he swung at it, and it's 1-2. You get all your Brewers tickets, brewers.com/tickets, online. There goes the runner in the pitch. Taken high, throw to second by Sanchez. His strong tag applied, and out is Triolo. Gary Sanchez with a BB. Caught stealing, and the inning is over. The Brewers have nabbed a would-be base stealer twice in the series. Contreras last night, and now Gary Sanchez does the trick to help Tobias Myers through a fourth inning. We're headed into the fifth, 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow, into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Just as it was last night, it's 1-0 Pirates as we go to the fifth. Bailey Falter's back to the mound, and Lane Grindle's back to the mic.
All right, thank you, Josh. Gary Sanchez leads off against Falter. 52 pitches is all Falter's needed through his first four innings. In the first pitch to Sanchez, a hard-hit ground ball to third. Played on the forehand by Key Brian Hayes. Actually knocks him down to a knee, stands up, and slings it over to first and retires Sanchez. Tough luck for Sanchez, who hit it hard. 108 miles per hour off the bat. That got on Key Brian Hayes in a hurry. But there's one away for Joey Weimer. Time for a vibe check. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Here's Weimer, who has a hit tonight. He's 1-for-1. And Falter brings home the pitch, and Joey takes a strike. It's 0-1. Had good numbers against lefties last year, did Weimer. certainly looks more comfortable against Falter than he did last night against Chapman. Pitches down and in, one ball and one strike. Of course, Aroldis Chapman throwing 102 miles an hour. I'm not sure anybody ever feels comfortable against that lefty reliever. Here's the 1-1. And Weimer fouls it back our way and out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes on Joey. A 1-0 Pirates lead. Pirates have out-hit the Brewers 4-2 over the course of the evening. Brewers' two hits were strung together to start up the third. It was Weimer and Terang with back-to-back singles. But the Brewers unable to get them home. 1-2 swung on and fouled off the gear of Bart. And Weimer stays alive. Looks like we might have some weather moving into the area. No rain as of right now, but looking at the radar, could be some. Little ways out still, but trending our direction. So cue Josh Maurer with the fingers crossed to the left of me, hoping that it doesn't get here in time. And hopefully the Brewers can put some runs on the board beforehand too. One ball and two strikes on Weimer. Falter out of the windup, the pitch. And Joey took a called third strike. Fastball down and in. Caught the low inside corner. Strikeout number 5 for Falter. And there's two away now for Bryce Terang, who had a great swing back in the third. Bryce Terang really has come into his own this year offensively. Hayes plays up on the grass just in case Terang tries to lay down a bunt. And the first pitch to Terang misses outside. It's 1-0. You can tell that Key Brian Hayes and the Pirates have read their scouting report. With Terang at the plate right now. Falter looks in. And the pitch. And Terang swings on it and fouls it back into the net. It's 1-1. Falter now with 20 2/3 innings pitched in the month of April. He's given up just 3 earned runs. Here's the 1-1. Terang tried to check his swing, but he was unable to. They appealed a third, and Jeremy Rehak says he went around. It's 1-2. Brewers have yet to solve the riddle that has been Bailey Falter. Brings home the 1-2 pitch, and Terang swing and a miss. He strikes out on a fastball at 94 on the outside edge. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the fifth for Falter. He has 6. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
ESPN.
It's 1-0 Pittsburgh as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Joey Bart was at the plate when Triolo was caught stealing in the bottom of the fourth, so he leads off the bottom of the fifth and swings on the first pitch and fouls it straight back into the net, and it's 0-1. Bart with a base hit back in the second inning against Myers, who's pitched well so far tonight. Up over 70 pitches at 71, and the 0-1 pitch. Slider missed outside. It's 1-1. The only run he's allowed in this game was on the first pitch that he threw. He's been very good otherwise. The 1-1. Swing and a miss from Joey Bart, and it's 1-2. Bart hitting .313 on the air with two home runs and five driven in. Coming into tonight, that average has jumped up to .353 with the base hit. 1-2. Check swing, fouled it off over by the Brewers dugout. And it's 1-2. Got the nod of the bat. That tells you how many at-bats Joey Bart has this year. He got one hit and his batting average jumped 40 points. Pitch is a little bit high with a slider. Didn't miss by much. And the count evens at 2-2. Bart, Michael A. Taylor, then McCutchen scheduled to hit third here in the fifth. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider down in the dirt. And Bart swung over the top of it. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Myers, his third of the night. And now here's Michael A. Taylor. It is quiet in the Brewers' bullpen as well. Brewers showing some confidence in Tobias Myers and certainly impressed, you would think, in that dugout with how he's afforded himself. Ground ball to third. Charging Ortiz. Fields throws from the mound to first in time to get this speedy Michael A. Taylor. That ground ball and the momentum of Ortiz took him to the left side of the mound before he let go of the baseball. So it was actually a short throw over to Hoskins. And two quick outs for Tobias Myers. Here's Andrew McCutchen, who is 2-for-2 tonight with that solo home run back in the first. 5-for-6 in this series for McCutchen. 1-0 Pittsburgh, bottom of the fifth. Myers brings home the pitch, and he missed just a touch low with a curveball. It's 1-0. Myers 1-0 pitch. That's a little bit high. 2-0. Always good to get the baseball season underway. You dust off that lawn furniture as well. Maybe you're doing some yard work, cleaning up the grill. 2-0 pitch is popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. It's 2-1. Of course, all those spring activities, the checklist that you're checking off, all the things you got to get done for the spring. 2-1. Up and in, 3-1. One of the things on that checklist you need to have is stocking up on great-tasting sausage from Usinger's. It is not a game without tailgating, and of course it's not a tailgate without Usinger's. 3-1, caught the outside corner, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Myers looking in. Long hold, one on the pitch clock, and now Sanchez will call for time, realizing that, and he's going to go out and chat with Myers. He was a second away from a pitch clock violation there.
Did you see McCutchen after strike two? He thought he walked. He took two steps and started to hand the bat like he was waiting for a bat boy to come take it from him and was very sheepishly called back into the batter's box. It was a strike.
It was. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Myers up over 80 pitches now. This is number 83. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Beat him with a fastball at 94 off the outside corner. And Tobias Myers through five strong innings here in Pittsburgh. We go to the sixth inning. It's 1-0 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable.